Good morning and welcome to Sports Interview with Ann Liguori on this Saturday morning. So glad you can join me where I am every Saturday morning right here on WLIW 88.3 FM Southampton, serving Eastern Long Island and Southern Connecticut, 96.9 in Western Suffolk, and streaming at WLIW.org/radio and on your favorite streaming platforms. Each show is archived on my website at AnnLiguori.com and distributed on my podcast via Audioboom and iTunes. Ireland, it's a destination you must visit. People ask me all the time, what's your favorite golf course? And I always say, the many links courses in Ireland. You know, just when you think you've played your favorite course, you drive a little bit down the road, play another course that soon takes over as the best course you've ever played. Ireland is absolutely my favorite golf destination, not only for the scenic and inspiring courses, the wide variety of accommodations from castles and estates to manors and B&Bs, but also for the hospitality of the Irish and the wonderful craic. That's spelled C-R-A-I-C, Gaelic for enjoyable social activity. Ireland has one-third of the links courses in the world, and each is as good or better than the other. My recommendation when planning a trip to Ireland is to choose a region and stay and play the top links and parkland courses in that particular region. The southwest of Ireland has a large array of some of my favorite courses in the world. You can stay and play at many of them, including Adair Manor, south of Limerick, owned by Irish billionaire J.P. McManus. It's called the Augusta National of Ireland. It's just incredible. Dromoland Castle, just north of Shannon Airport, also offers luxury accommodations, and you can play the lovely parkland course right there on the premises as well. I've been visiting Doonbeg, that's D-O-O-N-B-E-G, since before it first opened in July of 2002, and interviewed course architect Greg Norman back then. I remember at the course's opening, Greg Norman and Padraig Harrington played an exhibition match to kick off the festivities. It was so much fun. I just adore the links layout. I love the nearby village of Doonbeg with their welcoming pubs and restaurants. The scenic coastline there is just incredible. And my longtime friends Buddy Darby and his cousin Leonard Long, they built the course and resort. And I just have really fond memories of the early years at Doonbeg Golf Club. And then in 2014, it became a Trump property, and the name changed to Trump International Doonbeg. And the resort accommodations and spa remain first class, and many of the people who worked there in the club's early days are still there, which is a nice touch. Fota, that's F-O-T-A Island, Resort Golf in Cork, and Killarney Golf and Fishing Club are really worth a visit. I have yet to play Hogshead Golf Course or stay at the Lodge there in Waterville, County Kerry, but several golf buddies of mine who have been there give it high praise. Some of the other must-plays in this region include the stunning Oldhead. It juts out 2 miles on a peninsula into the Atlantic Ocean and has just spectacular views. Well-known Waterville, Tralee, Ballybunion, and Lahinch, you just have to visit. And be sure to include a drive down to Dingle Golf Club along the Wild Atlantic Way and to Duke's Golf Club, one of Ireland's oldest links courses. I love them both. The west and northwest of Ireland, they've also captured my heart. I've taped television shows at courses that were once called hidden gems, but now are much more known to American golfers. Courses such as Ballyliffin, Connemara, Carn Golf Links, and Escrone, County Sligo, also known as Ross's Point, Nearn and Port New. Northwest Golf Club, which we recently played, is a course you can play every day. I liked it so much. It is one of the 9 founding members of the Golfing Union of Ireland, and its links layout is along the shores of Lough Swilly and nestled below the Mouldy Mountains. It's compact and very manageable to walk, and it's just a real treat to play. Northwest. Beautiful Donegal Golf Club sits on a promontory that extends into the Atlantic Ocean with a lot of varied flora and wildlife. We just think Donegal Golf Club is just so beautiful. Also, be sure to play Port Salon and Strandhill while you're in Donegal. Rosapenna Golf Resort is a great base to stay and play their three courses, Old Tom Morris Links, Sandy Hills Links, and their newest Tom Doak design, St. Patrick's Links. More on Rosapenna in a second. Crutch Island Golf Club is a nine-hole gem about 40 minutes north of Nerin in Port New. The setting is second to none, and you know, half the fun is just getting to this jewel on the Donegal coast. It's connected to the coast by a short and narrow road, and I tell you, it could be the most memorable round of golf you'll ever play. It's an adventure getting there, but once you're there, you will adore this nine-hole gem. And I can assure you that the local members will be quite accommodating and they'll be very happy to see you. Heading up to Donegal from Dublin, we stayed and played Slieve Russell Hotel and Country Club in Cavan. This is a stunning park land course, Slieve Russell Hotel and Country Club. We happened to play it on one of the hottest days on record. It was 88 degrees. And you have to understand, the average temperatures in Ireland in July are in the 60s. Lots of fun. Northern Ireland offers many breathtaking links courses, and you know the well-known ones, such as Royal Portrush, which hosted the 2019 Open Championship, won by Irishman Shane Lowry. Royal Portrush will also host the 2025 Open Championship. Royal County Down is often ranked number one in the British Isles. And I recently played Port Stewart and loved every minute of it, meandering through the towering dunes there with incredible views of the Atlantic Ocean. Further north, about as far north as you can go in Ireland, is magnificent Ballyliffin. Ballyliffin has two outstanding links courses, Cashiedi Links and Old Links, and both courses have hosted numerous Irish championships and have magnificent panoramic views of the coastline and countryside. Ardglass is a gem, hugging the rugged coastline there, and it has the oldest clubhouse in golf dating back to 1405 AD. I have yet to play Castle Rock, Lochearn, or Royal Belfast, but they belong on the top list of courses to play in Northern Ireland. I recently stayed at the luxurious Galgorm Resort and Spa. Their thermal village has the best swimming pool in Ireland, perfect to do laps in and stretch before and a round of golf at the Galgorm Castle Course, which has hosted Northern Irish Opens and the Handa World Invitational. More on Galgorm Castle Course in a second. Golfing around Dublin in the east and southeast of Ireland also offers just an incredible array of links and parkland courses and resort properties that will satisfy any golfer's appetite. Golf enthusiasts may savor a rich variety of links courses in this area, including the historic Island Golf Club, Royal Dublin, Portmarnock Hotel and Golf Links, County Louth, the European Club, built by my friend and famous Irish sports writer and golf course architect Pat Ruddy. The European Club actually is one of the most challenging courses in all of Ireland, and many pros will visit there to tune up for the Open Championship. If you're looking for five-star accommodations in this area, be sure to stay and play at Druids Glen Hotel and Golf Resort, the K Club, which hosted the Ryder Cup in 2006, and Mount Juliet Estate, which hosted this year's Irish Open. In this show, we'll discover several gems in the county of Donegal in the northwest of Ireland and a few in Northern Ireland that we recently visited. As I mentioned, I adored Slieve Russell, and from there we headed north to Donegal and played Northwest Golf Links, situated on the shore of the Swilly in County Donegal on the Wild Atlantic Way. And as I mentioned, Northwest Golf Links has been described as the St. Andrews of Ireland. And I think you'll enjoy my conversation with John Meehan, the club secretary, and Jimmy McFadden, the club president. They were so delighted we were there, and their pure joy and passion for Northwest Golf Links in Donegal shines throughout our chat. Next, we headed further north to Rosapenna. Rosapenna Hotel and Golf Resort offers three exceptional links courses, as I mentioned, and it's situated on the edge of the picturesque Sheephaven Bay. I hosted and produced a TV show there years ago and got to know the Casey family who own Rosapenna, and their family history is fascinating. And so in this show, I share a conversation I had with Frank and John Casey, the two sons who run the resort. After Rosapenna, we played the Strand Chorus at Port Stewart in Northern Ireland, as I mentioned, which we loved. And then we went up to Galgorn, which is situated on 163 acres of lush parkland with the spectacular River Main flowing through the estate. Just beautiful, beautiful scenery. And at Galgorm Castle Club, we talked with Ross Oliver, the head pro at the golf course. Hope you enjoy this edition of Sports Interview. Ireland enjoys an overabundance of golf courses, and the Irish hospitality will keep you coming back again and again. Welcome back, and it is my pleasure to say hello to Jimmy McFadden, the president of Northwest Golf Club, and John Meehan, the secretary. Tell us exactly where we are, Jimmy.
We're in Bunkrana, County Donegal, just on the outskirts of Bunkrana, and you are very welcome. We are delighted to have you.
Well, it's great to be here. What's around here, John? Talk about this big body of water behind us and the mountains I see. It's just a beautiful area.
Well, outside, your right-hand side, you've got Loch Swilly, which is, it's a place where all the people from Derry and the Northwest in general would come every summer, every good day, to bring their families to swim and bathe. And we have it on our doorstep at the right-hand side of the first five fairways, and it is the best place where you could come for a game of golf.
Talk about the golf course. Tell me about the history. I know it was one of the original and the founding of the Golf Union of Ireland, Jimmy.
Yeah, it's Joe. Sorry. Well, we're going back at about 150 years back to the 1860s, back as far as there, when there was 12 original clubs founded, and Northwest back was one of the originals. It's been here since. Back then, it would have been obviously. The game was a bit different from what it is now. You would have more caddies and so on and so forth. But we had scratch cups. We had senior cups. We have some famous members. Our most famous would be Brian McAhinney, who, as I already told, was saying he won the British amateur title a few years ago. And in the same year, he won the British European. And that enabled him to go and play in Augusta and the British Open as well. So he would be our most famous player.
And now he's here as the director of golf?
He is indeed. He's here as our director of golf, and he looks after all visitors. He looks after members, particularly very good, looks after us all. And I'm sure, Annie, he'll look after yourself and your comrades here today. We hope you have a good day.
Well, it's wonderful that Brian here is played Augusta National, being a top amateur player. Can you talk a little bit about what he told you about his experiences?
Oh, he says it was absolutely fantastic. He played with Tom Watson and Jim Furyk, and he just the fortnight that he was out there, he couldn't believe, and the way he was treated was absolutely fantastic, and his memories will last forever. So,
where did he grow up?
He grew up just up the road in a wee village called Burnfoot, and he played here from he was a young fellow of about 12, 13 years of age, and this was his only course that he was a member of, and we are delighted to have him back. He's a great advertisement for the club, and he's bringing in a lot of visitors, and that's what we want here. We want to welcome visitors, and we are delighted to have yous here today.
Well, tell me a little bit about some of your signature holes here at Northwest.
Well, our most famous hole is a small pitch hole. It's the 16th, and it's called the Ferry. It's about 95 yards long. It's a par 3, and it's surrounded by bunkers, and I hope yous enjoy it today when yous play it. Our first, as John was already saying, our first five holes are up along the water and out of bounds on the right. You can't slice a ball on our club at all. You have five up along the water and the next five holes are down along the road without a bounds in them as well. But I'm sure you'll find our course is absolutely fantastic. It's a links course, and it has been, all our journalists have referred it as the St. Andrews of Ireland.
The St. Andrews of Ireland. Now, John, you were laughing a little bit when he was describing the signature holes. Is it that challenging?
It's called the fairy, because I always believe there's some fairies up at it, because my ball never lands on the green. It's magical, wee hole. And some days, you had a sand iron. Today, for instance, there's no breeze. The shortest iron you have, if there's a breeze in your fist, you'd be hit a 7 iron, and it's only 95 yards. But if we pit you off the back tee, and the flag's well back, I've even seen some guys hitting maybe a wee 7 wood into it, and it's only 95 yards. So I hope if you hit the green, and then if it, even the putt there, if the flag's at the back, you have a hump to go over. If you get a par, you've earned your par on today. And there's a few other holes as well that are quite challenging. It's not long. It's not long yardage, but don't be fooled. Don't be fooled. And you've rough up to your knees. Up to your knees. The rough is quite, it's challenging. And I hope you don't spend too much time in the rough. Or not as much as me and Jimmy, anyway.
At par three, if I get on the green, you'll buy me a Guinness.
Okay. If I see him to come on, but I needed to. I'm one of these guys that seeing is believing. No, I'm sure I'll buy you a pint of Guinness if you get your birdie. I'll buy you 2 pints.
2 pints if I get a birdie on that signature hole, Jimmy. So, what are some tips before our group goes out to play? What should we think about?
Keep it on the fairway, and the greens will be pretty fast, so just enjoy it. But the main thing is, don't go off the fairway. If you go off the fairway at all, you're in deep, deep trouble. Our rough is so thick.
We're laughing because we know how bad it can be. And one thing you won't have, it's not like St. Andrews, where if guys are spotters saying, oh, your ball's here. There's no spotters on. You need a good set of eyes as well. So, all joking aside, enjoy. Have a good day. That's the main thing.
We're going to have a great time. Thank you so much for hosting us here at Northwest Golf Club. Jimmy McFadden, President John Meehan, Secretary. Can't wait to go out and play it. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Anne. Thanks very much. We are delighted to have you. We are absolutely over the moon to have you here today. Thank you.
Welcome back, and we are at Rosapenna in County Donegal, way up north. I'm going to find out exactly where we are in a second, but my guests are John and Frank Casey, the owners of Rosapenna, and there are 3 golf courses here, stunning properties. Old Tom Morris Golf Course, what a beautiful layout that is. I played that years ago. Sandy Hills was designed in 2003 by Pat Ruddy. And the newest edition, St. Patrick's by Tom Doug, which really just opened. And guys, it's just a pleasure to see you again. Hi, John.
Hi, thank you, Anne. It's great to have you back to see everything new here at Rosapenna and experience the new golf course.
I was here years ago doing a TV show. I don't know if you guys remember, but it was so long ago. I'm trying to remember what year we were actually here. But when I was here, I don't think this whole rest of the hotel was even built. So talk first about the hotel restaurant here.
So the newest wing, which probably wasn't here the last time you were here, was built in 2008. So it's 20 Bayview Suites overlooking the water, all with their own private balconies. So that's probably what looks a little bit different whenever you drive in, because it has added quite a bit to the overall property. So that's the last, you know, major development building-wise that would have went on in more recent times.
We were in the original restaurant, and I can remember your dad going out and catching lobsters for us. Does that sound familiar, Frank?
Yeah, that's right. We have a couple of guys locally here who would have lobster pots just off the headland. So when you're sitting at dinner and you look out towards Sheephaven Bay and Hornhead, it's just along that headland. So they have all their pots just along those rocks, and all the lobsters come in fresh in the morning, straight into the kitchen, and they're on your table that night.
It was really a treat. I remember that specifically when I was doing the TV show here. So this is really a family affair, John, talk a little bit about how the family got involved, and it dates way back to your grandfather, right?
Yeah, so my grandfather came to Downing's in the 1930s to work in the old hotel. He worked there as the head waiter in the original hotel until it burned in 62, at which point he went and worked in Dromoland Castle for a couple of years. And my father similarly worked in the old hotel from he was just a boy of 12 or 13 years old, again until it burned down, and then he moved on and worked in various different places until he was able to come back and, together with my mother, bought this current building and all the land, the existing golf course, all the land for the new course in 1981. So between he and my mother, they worked very, very hard through the 80s and the 90s. Interest rates were 23% when they first purchased the hotel, so it was a big struggle. You know, people really didn't come this far north or to Donegal with the troubles in Northern Ireland. We were really annexed from the rest of the country, but things kind of got better and have continuously got better since maybe the year 2000, and we opened St. Patrick's or Sandy Hills in 2003, and then obviously St. Patrick's opened last year. So it's been a great story for our family and great for my parents to see everything just keep getting better and flourish.
What a family story. They came really with nothing and bought it years ago and turned it into, you know, this incredible resort with these three gorgeous golf courses. Frank, talk a little bit about, let's start with old Tom Morris because it's so historic. I'm reading a little bit about it. He actually designed the original course, right?
That's right. Old Tom was a guest of Lord Leitrim here in the early 1890s. Lord Leitrim brought him to build a golf course in his nearby estate, which is actually going to be, you know, through a wooded area, not along the water. But old Tom took a drive one Sunday, I think down to do the Atlantic Drive, which is just a coastal drive which starts and finishes from the hotel here. And once he's seen the dune land and the land, just, you know, the sand dunes and obviously its proximity to the water, he changed his mind, or he got Lord Leitrim to change his mind on where to build the golf course. So that was the original course was staked out along Sheephaven Bay, along Tremor Beach, instead of actually around the Manor House, which is about 3 kilometres away.
Right. And so how has it changed since then? Not that you would know from how it was way back when, but you obviously have done, you know, your people have done some work on it.
Yeah, so it was played in its original form for a long number of years. On the back nine, you used to cross the main road on four different golf holes. So with the increasing number of golfers and the increasing number of cars on the roads during summer months, this became increasingly dangerous. And we did have, you know, no major accidents, but you did have the slight occasion where a holidaymaker, their car was struck by a golf ball. So after we developed Sandy Hills, which opened in 2003, we developed a new nine holes to the east of Sandy Hills between that and the main road. So that's now actually the Strand Nine, which is actually played as a front nine of the old Tom Morris. And then original holes 2 to 10 are played as holes 10 to 18. So the original old Tom holes are still there for the entire back nine, which plays right out along the water for 5 holes and then 4 holes back on the interior, the highest dunes of the property, and along at the base of Sandy Hills back to the main golf pavilion.
And then you said in 2003, Pat Ruddy came to do Sandy Hills. Pat being a former sports writer who opened up his own course, the European Club, right, which is south of Dublin.
Yeah, Pat's European Club's terrific golf course. It's really a great course to play, and a lot of Americans enjoy playing there when they're in the Dublin region, playing Portmarnock and the island, etc. And then obviously he designed Glashidi Links in Ballylifflin. And that's likely where our father kind of got the idea. Glashidi just kind of opened in the mid-90s, I think 95. So that was around the time that we began works on Sandy Hills. And then he actually did a little bit of work in Port Salon after he worked here at Rosapenna. So Pat's a great character. He's a great man with words, and he's written some terrific articles down through the years. And he's been a great fan of Rosapenna and always in our corner. So he's a great guy to have involved with the legacy of the whole place.
And talk how now then the St. Patrick's course came into being. Obviously you hired Tom Doak. It just opened, what, in 2021? And with the two layouts that you already had here, what was the story behind the St. Patrick's course?
Yeah, so we bought the land that St. Patrick's currently sits on from NAMA in 2012. So originally it was a 36-hole golf course owned by a local hotelier, Dermot Walsh, and then he sold it to a developer in 2006. That developer brought in Jack Nicklaus with a view to building 36 holes, and unfortunately it just ran into some financial difficulty maybe a couple of months into construction,
and that there left it, that it was taken over by the banks and fed into Nama. So we bought it in 2012, and then we didn't do a lot for 5 or 6 years. And then we kind of did a deal with Tom to move forward. And in June 2018, we did a small bit of work, and then we started really in earnest in June 2019. And Tom and one of his right-hand men, Eric Everson, together with Clyde Johnson and Angela Moser, were the main shapers in the project. So it's great fun for Frank and I to be able to go up there and see a golf course being built, just watch it from start to finish and be involved in the entire process. It was just a great experience. And then obviously, you know, we played it when it was dirt golf. We played the first couple of holes when they were finished, and then to play the actual finished golf course and to see it maturing and get better as every couple of weeks go by, it's just a dream come true.
It's very Tom Doakes. You can tell with the lot of swells on the greens, and you know, the even though you said that the fairways are pretty wide open, they're still tricky because there's a lot of different slopes on the fairways. So, talk about how you connected with Tom Doak for this project.
So we've known Tom. We were introduced by a mutual friend, Larry Lambrick, way back in 2006. Tom was on a trip here to the Northwest, and we stayed in touch after that. And then obviously whenever we bought the lands, the former St. Patrick's Golf Links, made up of the Maramagorgan Links and the Tremor Links, we just started to talk about, you know, what would be the best use, whether it would be, you know, 18 holes, 27 holes, you know, was it too small a site for 36, even though there'd been 36 there previously, and there was planned to be another 36 in the Jack Nicklaus project. So we just talked about that and the different ways to move forward, and eventually came up with our plan to move forward and a routing for a single 18-hole golf course on the 300. It's quite a big site, as you saw today from playing it. It's no two holes are, you know, too close together. There's a huge scale to the property, you know, very wide fairways and very wide widths between the golf holes as well. And it takes you on a great journey, you know, right from all four corners of the site. You see all four corners, you know, when you're on 4 tee the whole way up to 12 green and the two opposite corners, and then, you know, really one green and 14 green almost being in the other two opposite corners. And as you said, it's got some great contour in the greens and the green surrounds, and also one of the most striking features of the golf course is the contouring of the fairways. You know, very a lot of movement in the fairways right from the first hole. It's a real roller coaster from start to finish.
The views are spectacular. It's on 300 and how many acres? You told us earlier, 320 acres, and overall you have over 1,100 acres for all three courses. But boy, the views are spectacular. What bay is that we're overlooking?
That's Sheephaven Bay, and then the headland in the distance is Hornhead. So it's just the mouth of Sheephaven Bay that we're looking at. So north of that really is Iceland. There's not much above us.
It is God's country out here for sure. Just incredible views, and it's challenging. You said, you know, as I said, you mentioned that the fairways were wide open, but with the elevation, it's a 8-mile walk. It's very tough. You know, a lot of elevation, and it's tricky. Obviously, with the wind, it could get, you know, very, very tricky. But can you describe all three courses? I'd love to hear your vision for the three and how different they are from each other.
Yeah, I suppose the old course is very much the classic links, where just low line and fairways running into greens, and it's very, very traditional. You would tell that it was, you know, a course that's been there a very long time. And then the Sandy Hills is very much kind of the modern links, you know, of maybe an era slightly gone by, where, you know, it's maybe a little bit more penal, a little bit tougher. The European Club's a tough golf course, Glashidi's a tough golf course. Kind of anything that was built in that kind of, you know, late 80s, 90s was always kind of built, maybe comes from the, you know, the thought process of Pete Dye, the likes of where, you know, penal was seen to be great, and, you know, which is fine if you don't have the kind of winds and the weather that we have here in Northwest Ireland, where you have to take that into the mix as well. But very much then St. Patrick's is of the modern links, you know, like Castle Stewart and King's Barnes, where it's wide open, fun, playable. Not necessarily easy. It's a very good point what you made, is that you have to be on the right side of the fairway, but frustrates kind of the average golfer or the lesser golfer when they lose their golf ball, or they have to spend half the day looking for the golf ball. But if they get it on the fairway and they have to, you know, nudge it down towards the green and chip on, it's much more enjoyable. But then the kind of scratch player will pick the right side of the fairway that allows them the best choice to the green.
You could basically base yourself here, right, and drive to these other
courses that you mentioned?
You can, yeah. We're right in the more or less in the north middle of the county. So we're 30 minutes north of Letterkenny. And Letterkenny, if anybody looks at Google Maps, you can see it's basically in the centre of Donegal. So you can stay here and radiate out. We have a 70-bedroom hotel on site. And you can, radiate out and, break up the longer day trips with, 2 days here or Port Salon, which is just 25 minutes away. And then, have the longer trips to maybe a day to Ballyliffin or a day to Nairn or Portnow or Crouch Island. So, yeah, it's we do that all the time. We work with, John and I work personally with all the operators, helping with itineraries and putting the bookings together.
Crouch Island is a lot of fun. That 9-hole course, you feel like you're really out in the middle of nowhere. But boy, when you get there, it's just so much fun. And I think their business has really picked up in the last couple of years, right? Well, outside of COVID, before COVID. And then I hear that they're doing pretty well now.
Yeah, Crouch Island's definitely a very popular spot now for American and even continental European tourists. The work that have happened in Nairn and Portnow with Gil Hance has really put the focus on that kind of southern end of the county as well. So it's definitely Crouch's. Crouch is somewhere where a lot of people ask us, stories and is it as good as, as people say, is it worth the trip? I mean, absolutely nobody that has left here and gone to Crouch has come back with anything but been hugely, overwhelmed with what they've seen and what they've experienced. They just think it's really just, it has to be seen to be believed, Crouch Island.
And why? Describe it. I just remember it was just, it's 9 holes and you can play it, obviously go around twice with different tee boxes, but oh my God, the views and the gorgeous dunes and the whole setting is pretty spectacular over there.
Yeah, it's quite unique in that it's very much a Lynx golf course, but it's on a headland. So the Lynx land extends the whole way onto the headland. So you're playing on, you're playing through sand dunes and sandy turf, but you're playing like right by the ocean. And there's two or three greens and tee boxes that are just perched on as far out as they can go. You wouldn't want to step back on a windy day. So it's really a spectacle. And as I said, nobody really goes there and nobody knows what to expect because they haven't heard an awful lot about it and it's only 9 holes. But nobody goes there and comes back anything but absolutely ecstatic with their day.
Unbelievable. So is Donegal now the place to golf here in Ireland?
We think so, yeah. It's we do have an awful lot to offer. And it's a very beautiful county. There's some very scenic drives and some beautiful attractions with Slieve League, the highest sea cliffs in Europe. You've also got Glenveagh National Park, which is just 20 minutes from us here at Rosapenna. You've got the Fanad Lighthouse, you've got the Atlantic Drive, you've got the Doe Famine Village, very close to Ballyliffin. So there's so much to see and do outside of golf. It's definitely up there with the other destinations in Ireland.
So how do you recommend Americans coming here? Where do they fly into, John?
Unfortunately, most people still have to fly to Dublin.
Okay.
There isn't great service beyond Dublin, but I mean, it's... While you're still flying to Dublin, I mean, a lot of people would fly in and then drive straight here as their, first destination. And, you can set up here for 2, 3, 4 days and then really play different golf courses. It's a little bit different to the past where you would come and do one night, one round, with the 3 golf courses here and the proximity to Ballyliffin, Port Salon, Portnoy and Crouch Island. You could spend a week in Donegal.
Sure.
and stay in the same hotel and play 6, 7, 8 golf courses. So it just gives people the option, especially in a post-COVID world where people maybe are a little bit more reluctant to move around as much and just want to find a destination that they can enjoy Lynx golf. I think Donegal and Rosapenna has what they want.
And it's a couple hours drive from Dublin and it's a beautiful drive. The scenery is just absolutely stunning. So I enjoy driving around, these parts of Ireland.
Yeah, you get to Letterkenny in around 2 hours, 30 minutes and we're just about 30 minutes north of Letterkenny. So a lot of people like coming in transatlantic, you can easily jump on a coach, get here, have lunch, play 18 holes and have dinner on day one. So you can no problem have 18 holes on your first day and still get to, people like to try and stay up that first day and not go to bed until 10 or 11 if they can stay awake. So, get here, have lunch, do 18 holes, have dinner and then get to bed for 10 o'clock and you're all set then for whenever you wake up the next morning.
And have a great meal in your restaurant here that goes way back. And you said there's a great driving facility here, practice facility here, driving range. And anything else we should know about for people who come with golfers but may not play golf?
Yeah, I mean, some members of ours have just recently set up a fantastic thing called the Crawley Distillery. So it's the first open active operating distillery in County Donegal, and it's actually quite close to Critch Island. So I mean, it's a fantastic, Critch Island's a 9-hole golf course, but you can obviously combine it with the Crawley Distillery. As Frank said, Glenveagh National Park, it's a 17,000 acre estate with a beautiful castle and gardens overlooking a lake, Fannad Lighthouse across in Fannad. You know, there's so much to see and do in Donegal aside from just golf, and we've a lot of groups that come and they'll do AM golf and PM sightseeing. So there's just so much to do here. And in addition to fantastic restaurants, we have a great name here in our own hotel for seafood, but locally we have the Glen Bar restaurant, and in Downing's the Harbour Bar and Fisk. So there's so many different places to see. And, you know, you can come for 6-7 nights and play a different links course and eat in a different restaurant and go to a different tourist attraction every day. So I don't think you'd get bored in Donegal.
I don't think so. And you must both be thrilled with the publicity that St. Patrick's has gotten already, and the rankings, really, in the golf world.
Yeah, we have. It's, you know, Tom's got a great reputation, and the courses that he's built around the world have obviously done very well. He's obviously extremely good at what he does, and with what he's done at St. Patrick's, it's, you know, everybody that comes, whether it's media or just, you know, the general public, everybody's been blown away, and the feedback's been absolutely fantastic. Luckily last year we were really only domestic business, but we did have some international media. We had no international visitors really. As such, we had some international media, which definitely helped us, you know, kick off through the winter months and into 2022. And this year it's been fantastic. We've been really busy since we opened in April. We're seasonal. The hotel and the golf courses are open from April through to the end of October. So we've been, you know, really steady since we've opened this year. So it's been a great start, you know, coming out of, you know, post-COVID.
And John, what about the rankings in the golf magazines?
Yeah, I mean, it was just a dream come true to come in at 55. I mean, we quietly hoped that we might achieve something in the golf magazine rankings on the back of Tom and his track record on sandy sites by the sea. But I mean, something around 75 to 100, even between 90 and 100 was something that we thought might be achievable. But to come in as high as 55 on the first time the course was ranked, and then in addition to that, coming in 13 in the Britain and Ireland rankings that Golf Magazine just did a couple of weeks ago, it's just been fantastic, you know. And it's really kind of, you know, reinforced what we've seen in the land in St. Patrick's and what Tom's seen and what everybody's seen, because, you know, obviously building a golf course, Ireland has a lot of golf courses, so, you know, building a golf course now in Ireland, it has to, you know, make an impact and make a mark, and I think St. Patrick's has certainly done that, so it's just great to see it.
And Ireland has 1/3 of all the links courses in the world. And I mean, but that property here, I mean, the Lynx land here is it just unusual, right? I mean, this is unlike any other area, right, in the country as far as the Lynx land, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I mean, Ireland does have 1/3 of the Lynx courses in the world, and I think 12 of which are in Donegal and 3 of which are actually right here at Rosapenna. And a couple of people have commented on that. We actually had a guy here one time, Graham Marsh, the great Australian player. He commented he'd seen a lot of golf through his time playing tours all over the world, and he said he'd never seen the depth of links mm-hmm. land from the sea to where he actually met the farmland as what he'd seen here. It was just extraordinary. We have 4 or 5 holes on sandy hills that run back from, you know, that play parallel, that run back from the sea. It's an amazing depth of links land, and to have 1,100 acres of it and 3 golf courses is pretty special.
If I'm going to put you guys on the spot, if this land were in the United States, how much do you think it would go for all 3 courses?
Oh, I would have absolutely no idea. I haven't a clue. I wouldn't be able to put any sort of a figure on it at all, I'm afraid.
I mean, it's just so unusual and very special, and I know you both know that.
Yeah, no, it's pretty special. We love it. It's great because this is where we're from. This is where our grandmother was from, Downing's. Our father was born, and he's 78 years old, and he's lived here all his life. So to be able to bring the kind of attention and acclaim to Downing's in the local area with our 3 golf courses. We have the Legends Tour next month. Sandy Hills is ranked in Golf Magazine's top 100 courses in Britain and Ireland. And St. Patrick's is right near the top. It's just fantastic for us to be able to, as I said, bring this whole fame to Downing's and have people wanting to come here. And, you know, you can see the American tourists here right now, German tourists, everybody here. They're all here to play golf. They're all playing multiple rounds on all 3 courses. So it's just a great way to great for us to work here and live here.
You have the history to the modern links. You have it all right here at Rosapenna. Thank you so much, Frank and John Casey, for joining me, and continued success. Such a special place.
Thank you, Ron. Thank you.
Thanks, Anne. It's great to see you back.
Thanks so much.
Well, our trip to Ireland and Northern Ireland takes us to Galgorm Castle Golf Club. And Ross Oliver is my guest. He is the director of golf here. And Ross, thanks so much for hosting us today.
It's our pleasure and delighted to have you all here.
Talk about the history of Galgorm Castle Golf Club.
So we're actually in our 25th anniversary year. The course was founded, built in 1997, open for play. It's designed by Simon Gidman. And the course has really evolved over the past 10 to 12 years, most significantly. In that time, we've hosted quite a lot of professional tournaments, starting on the PGA Euro Pro Tour, moving on to the European Challenge Tour. And now we host the tri-sanctioned ISPS Handa World Invitational, which is tri-sanctioned by the DP World Tour, LPGA Tour, and Ladies European Tour. So it's been quite a journey in 25 years, and we're all very proud of where we are right now and excited to what the future holds.
There's a lot of great golf in Northern Ireland, right?
There is indeed, yes. We're tremendously proud of our golfing product here. Not only our trophy links courses, obviously number one, Royal County Down, host of the Open Championship, Royal Portrush, and then our other great links courses such as Portstewart, Castle Rock, Ardglass. But we've some beautiful parkland golf courses, one of which is obviously here at Galgorm. So we really have a fantastic product for our golf visitors.
And talk a little bit about the hotel and the castle and how that all plays into the golf club here.
Yeah, Galgorm really is one destination, and we have something that we feel rivals anyone across Ireland and Europe, and an outstanding resort and spa. The spa is really out of this world. You have to experience it to really believe it. And obviously we have a wide range of restaurants for different tastes. We have Italian sort of barbecue theme here at the Castle Kitchen Bar. The golf club, the Italian restaurant, is for Telly at the hotel, and also Gilly's Bar and Grill, which is a traditional sort of bar grill type menu. So we've so much to offer here. We have live music 7 nights a week, a traditional Irish pub, whiskey tasting, gin tasting, and the spa really is the gem in the crown. So if you haven't experienced it yet, you have to do so.
The spa. Oh, we have to come back for the spa. The golf was a lot of fun. And as you say, you host the ISPS Honda World Invitational. And it has been part of the DP World Tour and the European LPGA. So you bring a lot of pros up for the tournament.
Yeah, so it's going to take place this year in a couple of weeks' time. And we'll have 132 men and 132 women competing, so 264 pros in total. Now, on the first couple of days, it's split over a couple of courses. Mazarine is our co-host for the first couple of days. And after the cut, all the golf is played here at Galgorm at the weekend. So it's fantastic to see both the men from DP World Tour and the women from LPGA and LET here. There's such a broad spectrum of countries, nationalities, but the skill set is unbelievable. And it's great to see men and women competing together on the same courses at the same time and for equal levels of prize money, which is just fantastic.
And that's very unique. I mean, is this the only tournament that does that?
This is the only tournament, I think, at the moment. Certainly, it was always in the Northern Hemisphere, a unique tournament. It was modelled on an event called the Vic Open, which took place in Australia for a few years, but I don't think it's taken place since COVID. So, we're in a unique position at the moment, and we think it's a fantastic, innovative format that, you know, that drives golf and showcases golf and equality to a global audience. So we're absolutely delighted to host it.
It's great that they showcase the men and the women playing at the same time with equal prize money. That's really great. I would think it's wonderful for the women, the European LPGA, because it helps get them a lot more publicity.
Yeah, it's tremendous. So we've got a host of really promising Irish professional players on the women's side of the game. Obviously, Leona Maguire was a star of the Solheim Cup just recently. Stephanie Meadow is our touring professional. Stephanie won the inaugural World Invitational in 2019. And then we also have the likes of Olivia Mahaffey, who is just starting her professional career and has a really promising career in prospects. So it's an exciting place to be, on obviously on the men's side of the game. Personally, we have Tom McKibben, who's our touring professional here. He's currently playing in the European Challenge Tour, and we've high hopes for him. And of course, we're looking at, you know, Rory is obviously everybody's hero back here. We were all very disappointed at the weekend at St Andrews, but you know, he's flying the flag for Northern Ireland, and what a fantastic ambassador he is for us.
Rory McIlroy, he certainly is. And he had a great Open Championship. He hit every green in regulation, right, and still lost. But I tell you, Cameron Smith just played unbelievable. He just put on a putting clinic, incredible. And the Players' Champion, when I saw him win the Players' Championship, I just thought, you know what, it's not going to be too long before Cameron Smith wins a major. Unfortunately, it happened at the Open when Rory was just in such great position. But talk a little bit about Rory. Does he come visiting in these parts?
No, he spends all his time in this, most of his time in the States. Obviously, I know he played Irish Open in 2021 down at Mount Juliet. Unfortunately, we hosted the Dubai Duty Free Irish Open in 2020 on the European Tour during a sort of a pandemic year, and Rory wasn't able to play that year, which was a shame. But you never know what the future holds, and we'll be delighted to see Rory back. He obviously played the Adair Manor, the JP McManus Pro-Am recently. And he's going to be playing obviously when the Open returns to Portrush in 2025. So we'd love to have him here at Gallagher for tournament golf. That would be someday.
That'd be awesome. I played in the Puerto Rican Open Pro-Am, and Seamus Power was my pro. So why do you think there's so many great players that come out of such a small country between Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland?
Yeah, it's amazing, really, isn't it? And I think golf is so popular here. You know, everyone loves golf, and Ireland as a nation is very competitive across all sports. And I don't know what the missing ingredient is there, you know, because dating back to when Graham McDowell won in 2010, then Darren Clark won, Rory won, Patrick Hanglin obviously won a few years before that. So there was a lot of major victories in the island of Ireland in the past 10 or 15 years. And I guess we're brought up playing a variety of golf courses. You know, links courses are there. Golf Ireland Championships tend to be played in links courses, but I guess you just learn to cope with so many elements. And obviously, major championships really bring the cream always rises to the top when golf's at its extreme. It's most testing, and I think perhaps because we play such testing golf here is part of that. So long may it continue.
And it's very accessible to young people as well. Kids grow up playing golf in this country, right? In our country, you tend to gravitate toward team sports early in your childhood career. And then if you can afford it, you get into golf. And I think that's the biggest difference here. It's more accessible, I think, to all income levels and everybody, right?
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. And that's something that's fantastic. I know myself, you know, I grew up around the golf course. I used to spend my whole summer holidays there from first thing in the morning to last thing at night. And it was a great place for me to grow up, and a great place for my parents to know that I somewhere where I was safe and having fun and enjoying myself in the outdoors. And you may have seen earlier today when you arrived, we had our academy running here. We probably had 12 or 15 juniors all under the age of 8. You know, starting their golfing journey. So we've a thriving junior section here, as a lot of the clubs do around the island of Ireland. So yeah, golf is so accessible and so loved, and it's a massive part of our culture here. So we're very blessed to have that, and hopefully we continue to produce major champions moving forward.
Talk about your career, and you come from not far from here, right?
I do. I live in Carrickfergus, which is just north of Belfast and about 40 minutes from Gallagher here. So I grew up obviously in Carrickfergus playing a lot of golf, junior golf, and I went to college locally, the Ulster University, played golf there through my time, and then I've been here at Gallagher since 2013. So I'm in my 10th year here, my 5th year in my current position as director of golf, and I absolutely love it. It's been fantastic for me, and plenty of great opportunities and great times here so far.
Talk about the golf course a little bit, Oliver, some of the signature holes, what amateurs can expect when they come to the spa here at the Gallagher, hotel resort property and spa, and then if they want to play golf, what should they expect?
Yeah, so first, the golf course, first of all, is a real classic sort of Irish parkland. It's set in 220 acres of real lush parkland, our castle, our 17th century castle. It was a Jacobean castle. It's visible from the 10th green, so it looks over the estate. And the golf course is fantastic. It's bordered by two rivers. So the River Main and the River Braid border each side of the golf course, and they actually come meet together at the back of the 14th tee box before flowing out to Loch Ness. As well as those rivers, there's five lakes on the golf course that come into play. A beautiful oxbow of the river that sits, that the fourth green and the 15th tee box sit on. And obviously some beautiful mature trees, if you can imagine, in a state of this age. It's just a lovely place to play golf, and so very relaxing. And once you're finished your golf, if it may have been a tough day on the course, what better place to go and relax than our spa here at Gallaghern, which is truly breathtaking, filled with jacuzzi, steam rooms, swimming pools, plunge pools, all sorts, and obviously you can get a nice treatment there too. So it's a fantastic place to play golf and to stay.
And tell me a little bit about the castle.
The castle has now been 1618, I believe, the castle construction began on the castle anyway. So it's been here for quite a while, and it dominates the estate as you drive in your left. It's actually a lovely place to come to work to every morning. You drive in into the estate, the castle's on your left, beautiful mature trees, and it's just a really nice place to be. It's open to the public to walk around and look at. Obviously, just not allowed inside at the moment, so it's a wedding and a functions facility at the moment. So it's something really unique feature, something beautiful that we have here, and obviously gives us our name, our castle championship course. So it's just a great place to be, Gallaghern.
And the stones out there, it looks almost like a miniature Stonehenge. What's that all about?
Yeah, that's just to the right of the 15th green. Yeah, they're stone monuments that have been on the estate for centuries. And whenever Christopher Brooke, who created the course out of what it was previously, decided to plant those somewhere, a focal point on the course that you'll be able to talk about after your round. So, yeah, they're monumental stones, and they've been here for quite a while.
So he planted them. They don't date back to, like, ancient times.
I believe they were on the estate, but they were just moved into position of prominence so that they could be seen when playing golf. So, yeah, something very interesting.
I love it. So how's your golf game these days?
I don't play too much anymore. I play plenty of golf in my day, and it's just a busy work-life home-related balance at the minute, trying to sort everything. But I do love still getting out to play. And but you know, my day-to-day job is getting guys out there, guys and girls, enjoying their own golf. So when I get to play nine holes or whatever, it's good fun, but nothing competitive for me at the moment.
Well, you have a beautiful workplace, an office, right? It's lovely. The scenery is gorgeous. And as you say, the hotel, the area around the hotel and the spa is absolutely stunning as well. And just a beautiful golf course.
Definitely one of the sort of premium resorts and golf clubs that you would choose to work at on the island of Ireland. So very lucky indeed. Thank you, and I'm glad you enjoyed your time here.
Thanks so much. Ross Oliver, the director of golf at Calgorm Castle Golf Club. My thanks to John Meehan and Jimmy McFadden of Northwest Golf Links, to Frank and John Casey at Rosapenna, to Ross Oliver at Calgorm Castle Golf Club, and to Tourism Ireland. May the dreams you hold dearest be those that come true, and the kindness you spread keep returning to you. Look forward to talking with you next Saturday morning right here on Sports Interview with Anne Liguori.